880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
So much, Wanda. I thank you so much, Wanda. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, everyone. We've got a great show for everybody today. Welcome back to Freed on Business. We're going to talk about small business with our good friends from the Jim Moran Enterprises Institute. We've got Courtney Mickens. She's with Florida State University's. It's Garnet and Gold. I'm going to still talk about it, even though I'm a Florida Gator. And then we've got Manny Johnson. We're going to talk about the stuff that's been in the news, but we've been talking about for many, many weeks before it became newsworthy. We're going to talk about the dangers of vaping and what's really going on out there. Stick with us. We've got great stuff you can use to improve your life today. So, Wanda, with that, I say, take it away. Thank you, and I heard my Burt Reynolds laugh back there. Thank you so much for that, Wanda. That's actually my favorite part of the show. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They've got Audi down in Key West. They've got Jeep and a whole lot more. What do they all have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That includes dynamic wheel replacement and their 72-hour return policy and a whole lot more. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. In fact, join me out at Supercar Saturday this weekend. For more info, check out the Supercar Saturday Facebook page. That's right. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different. Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hey, you need some creative real estate financing? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you. It's not just a saying. It's something we do every day. We've helped some folks that are sick and ill get their money out of their real estate equity real fast so they could pay their medical bills. We've also helped people that are having problems financing their home get financing. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone. Get your TuneIn, iHeart, or 880 The Biz apps. You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Thank you so much, Wanda. Thank you for the interview. And we've got our guest today. It's Ms. Courtney Mickens. Florida State University's Jim Moran Institute Associate Director. The guy gave a really big gift up there. We're going to have to talk about that. It's in Palm Beach. I get they got satellite programs all over the state, from what I understand. We'll talk to the Palm Beach, and we're going to have program graduate Phil Liberty. I'm Freed, and you're Liberty. I think we got a pretty good thing going on here. Courtney and Phil share their experience on entrepreneurship, continuing education, the keys to success, and small business ownership. Welcome to the show, even though your program information is in Garnet and Gold. Courtney, tell me a little bit about Jim Moran and why he gave $100 million to FSU.
Well, Jim Moran is one of the most philanthropic people I have ever read about. I didn't get the pleasure to meet him because he passed away in 2007. But he had a love for entrepreneurship and entrepreneurs and really wanted people to be able to have access to resources, especially education. So he got with the College of Business at Florida State in 1995 and created the Jim Moran Institute. And so that legacy has continued to now, where in 2015, he and his wife and the company, the Jim Moran Foundation, gave a $100 million gift to the Jim Moran Institute and the Jim Moran School of Entrepreneurship. So now Florida State has a School of Entrepreneurship where you can go to major in entrepreneurship, no matter your major.
I think that's great. And I did get the chance to meet the Moran family. My mom worked at JM up in Broward County at JM Pontiac.
Yeah.
And so I got to meet them, a beautiful family, very involved in the community, and a tremendous place to work year after year, voted one of the best places to work. So tell me a little bit about the program. It's statewide, so you've got satellite offices everywhere. Who do you look to connect with?
Well, we're looking for entrepreneurs who are already established, at least 3 years in business, having three employees, and the person applying should be the CEO, owner, founder, or president of this business.
Okay, and is there a particular industry you focus on, or?
Absolutely not. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. As long as you are running a business and have been for at least 3 years, you can apply for our program.
Okay, so I applied. Now what happens?
You go through a waiting period where we review the applications. We will tell about 20 to 25 people whether or not they are in the program. Once you're in the program, you go through 9 sessions with speakers from the community who are going to teach you on every aspect of your business. We're talking marketing, finance, accounting, everything that's going on with legal things for business. Our speakers speak on it.
So how do you pick the speakers?
They are community leaders. They've usually been in business for at least I think the youngest is maybe 10 years. They've been successful in their field, and they are willing to come and donate their time to the Jim Moran Institute.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, Courtney, we're going to go off subject a little bit. I hear you sing in a band, more than one band. What's your favorite song to sing?
My favorite song to sing, I really don't have one, but I enjoy Anita Baker.
Okay, that's terrific. That's terrific. Now let's do a little bit. Why don't you introduce your guest?
Sure. My guest today is one of my favorite graduates from the Jim Moran Institute. His name is Phil Liberty of Universal, the communications company. So I want you to welcome Phil. He's amazing. Love having him here.
Thank you, Courtney.
Phil, why don't you guys scoot a little together
sure.
so our Facebook fans can get a hold of you on that.
I have a face for radio, Jim. That's not fair.
That's okay. Everybody's allowed to say that once. Courtney's face, she's got a face for the stage and
correct.
TV. She's voguing already. We're having a great time. Now, Phil, you went in, you walked into the program. What was the first thing you saw? Was it in a classroom? Is it individual? Tell me.
When I went through the program in 2016, we met at several different locations. They try to highlight the offices of the businesses and nonprofits that they partner with. So we met at various locations over the 9 weeks, places like the SCORE office in Boca Raton, the Urban League has an office where we met. So we were here, there, and everywhere during the 9 weeks, which is what I think they're trying to do.
So Courtney, he added a little nuance. He said the private sector and the not-for-profits. Are there same tracks, different tracks? How does that work?
There are two different tracks. You can be a nonprofit and apply for our nonprofit executive program, which happens in the fall of every year, or the for-profit side, which is a small business executive program, and that happens 2 times a year.
Boy, I'd be torn. I should be in both programs. So then, Phil, you went to the program. What's the first thing you learned?
Well, the first thing I learned was I don't know it all. And that
wait a minute. Hold on. That's not what you told me when you walked in.
That was before Courtney got here.
Okay. Okay. Courtney keeps him in line. I got it now.
So I was one of those people who has actually been in business for some time and realized I don't know it all, and what does this program have that I might be able to benefit from? So I was put into a room. Courtney mentioned how you get accepted, but there's one person from every different industry. So there weren't 2, 3, 4, 5 of people in my industry. So everyone's from a different industry, so there's no conflict.
Sure.
And so that gives everybody a little bit different perspective on how the information's taken and received. So first thing I learned was there's plenty to learn.
Yeah, you know, most people don't realize it, but being in small business is like being in a rowboat where you feel like you're alone, but there's other people there too. And it gets you really uptight. There's a lot of anxiety. And I have a little thing that I like to say. It requires to be resilient, because you got to be resilient in these small businesses. And you need to surround yourself with people that believe in you, with a skill set that other people have used to be successful, so that you can fall back and rely on that. And I think that's a real important thing that the Jim Moran Institute brings to the entrepreneur. Not just the knowledge, but the community. What do you think about that, Courtney?
I honestly think that's one of my favorite parts about my job. I get to be in the community all the time. We have some continuing programs that we offer as well, like our peer-to-peer groups. Once you've graduated from our program, you can come and apply for a peer-to-peer group. Ooh. You would be amongst people, CEOs, other thought leaders that are going through similar issues with you. You talk about those things, get best practices from each one of those peoples, or just what not to do.
I'm going to use a term. It sounds like this is masterminding.
It's a little masterminding.
You could talk louder. It's okay. It's masterminding, and it's masterminding with people that have been selected so that they can integrate and get along better, and it sounds like it's a really tremendous team. Phil, did these folks in your group teach you anything?
I'm continuing to be taught as I'm very active in my peer-to-peer group. It's fun. It's an opportunity as a business owner, when you can't go to an employee and say, hey, I've got a problem with you or whatever it may be, but you can go into a safe place, meet with other CEOs and executives and say, all right, I've got this problem. The key to it is, in your experience, what have you learned? Not what your opinion might be, but it's true experience-based learning. It's very helpful.
There's nothing more important to me in life than providing somebody with guidance and mentorship and the ability to help them stay calm and move forward in life. It's truly a gift that you can bring to somebody. You know, you read about it in the Bible. You talk about it as a little kid about giving somebody a fishing pole. It's the most beautiful thing that you can do, from a little person giving them their like head start to a business person, helping them to make new habits and break bad old ones. What do you think about that, Courtney?
I love that. It's one of the best things about the community. It's one of the best things about the Jim Moran Institute. Why we started was simply because our leader wanted this type of community atmosphere where business owners can come and get education, bounce ideas off each other, work together. That's how you build economics. That's how you build your community.
There you go, right there. It's about community involvement. It's about community building. It's about helping others to help themselves.
Absolutely.
My gosh, I should be up on the pedestal preaching at this point.
You've got it.
This is tremendous. I'm so pleased that we met. Now, Phil, what do you want to do next now that you've had your fill in the small business program? You've done some of this cross-training and some mentoring. What's another way that alumni can give back?
Well, Courtney was asked, where do you get your speakers? I've been knocking on that door ever since I graduated.
You're
so
what?
Tell Courtney, I'd love to be part of the program, volunteering my time and giving back, but there's a waiting list.
The speakers,
apparently.
Oh, the speakers. I thought you said stickers. I'm looking at my computer. Where are the stickers? By the way, I want a sticker. No.
Gotcha.
That's great. You know what I found? I'm right there with you. I like to mentor a lot of people. I mentor, don't hold it against me, the kids from the University of Florida. Also UM, other places too. I've got some kids from FSU. Don't worry. I'm not focused on the organization they come from. I'm focused on the organization we're going to help them get to. And what I like to do is I like to tell them that this is the way you get your dream job. You come to me and you give me five people that you want to meet. I'm going to know probably three of them. I'm going to give you another five to add to the list, because I'm probably going to know people in that industry. It gives me an idea on how to go. And then I'm going to call them. Now, by the time I'm calling them, they know I put the person through the paces. This is a great thing I love to do. Hey, can you guys stick with us and stay and do another segment?
Sure can.
Wanda, I think we're going to go to break. We'll come back. Somebody wants to get out of the door and come see you, so I got to open the door for Polo the Wonder Dog during the break. When you feel down and out, sing a song. It'll make you dead. Yeah, yeah. You will turn to shout out. Sing a song. It'll make a way. Sometimes it's hard to care. Sing a song. It'll make you dead. A smile is Oh, that's my favorite part. I'm going to sing the song. We're going to have to get Courtney to sing a song. All right, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And this weekend, you can join me up at Supercar Saturday. For more information, go to the Supercar Saturday Facebook page. All of this is available at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all great cars. They all come with Warren Henry Advantage. Up in Gainesville, they have Audi. Down in Key West, they've got Jeep and all kinds of other great name brands. What do they have in common? Well, they all are great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That includes complimentary replacement of your wheels. That includes the 72-hour guarantee. It includes a best price guarantee. It includes all kinds of great things. But the number one thing it does is it makes you a member of the Warren Henry family. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Thinking.
Oh no, I lost my car chapstick. So now I guess I can use my purse chapstick for my car. That means I'll have to take my bedstand chapstick and put it in my purse. Oh, my whole life is completely messed up.
What the person in the car next to you is thinking.
On 880, The Biz.
That's right. Courtney's cracking up because she does the chapstick thing all the time. Wanda knew that. That's why she played it, Courtney. We have mind reading, and we were also singing with Earth, Wind, and Fire in here. That's right. But if you have a real estate issue, give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I can help you get financed. I've got my friends helping them get financed in memory care facilities all across the state because I'm a loving, kind guy and want to solve that problem. And I also help people finance their homes and get it done really quickly and help them pull out equity, all kinds of things. If it's tough, I can get it done for you. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with some tremendous guests here, even if they are from FSU. This week's guests are Courtney Mickens. She's with Florida State University's Jim Moran Institute. She's the associate director in charge of Palm Beach. And we're also here with program graduate Phil Liberty. He has not come with a torch. Courtney and Phil are here to share their expertise on entrepreneurship, continuing education, and the keys to success in small business ownership in South Florida. So let's get right to it. Courtney, continuing education, what do you continue to educate about?
Business. The best business practices, what's happening in each industry, what's trending for each topic. Going back to the basics, getting a better idea of what your business model is, getting fresh ideas for your business plan. Innovation doesn't happen when you're sitting in your office. It happens when you take the time to get out in the community, talk to other entrepreneurs, let your mind wander, and then go back and apply those things to your business.
High five on that. I like to add in collisions with the other people at the event, wherever it is. I go up and every single person has something to offer, even if it's just an awkward networking experience. Now, Phil, you were in the communications business. How did being in the Jim Moran program help you gain new ideas? Because that's an industry that's always changing, but is also always based on really basic infrastructure.
Well, the idea behind the Jim Moran program that helped me was that I had to write a business plan.
Oh, you never wrote a business plan?
I had to rewrite one.
Okay,
so
that's
as I
better.
Mentioned earlier,
that's better.
I'm in business. I'm doing okay as far as I'm concerned. But back to I could always learn something. You're forced, if you will, to graduate from the program to write a business plan according to the model that the Jim Moran Institute lays out in the first few weeks. I think it's fantastic. It's not only has to be written, but then it has to be presented to the group as part of the graduation ceremony.
Well, that's two different skills that are very important in business.
Correct.
Being able to take it from brain to paper and being able to implement.
Correct.
And I don't know which one's harder. I think one's harder for some and one's harder for the other. What's the hardest skill that you've taught at the Jim Moran Institute, Courtney?
Thinking outside the box.
You're kidding.
Absolutely.
People are just afraid?
Just not even afraid. You get mundane. You get used to your day to day. This is what I do to make my business function. You never step outside of that because you never have to. But if you want to grow, if you really want to be transformative as an organization, you must.
Well, then it really should be called the Jim Moran Small Business Entrepreneur Executive Program, because you're really teaching them to be an entrepreneur if you're teaching them to step outside the box and to take that fear. You know, I don't think your dream is big enough if it doesn't scare you.
Absolutely.
No, you don't. You could say more than that, though, Courtney. What do you think about goal setting? Is goal setting a big, important part of what you do there?
Yes. I would say it's a more of a personal thing, though. We give you the tools to make your goals. We give you the tools to analyze what you're doing, to really take a snapshot of your business as it is on paper, and then make the improvements from there. So the goals are yours. Whatever you want to do with your business, it's yours. We just give you the tools to make it happen.
So in the group setting, they don't critique your goals to say you're a little bit out of your mind because you want to do $1 billion in sales?
No, that shouldn't be a problem one way or the other if you do or don't want to.
I love this guy.
You have to decide what your business is and be honest about that. Are you a lifestyle business or are you trying to be the biggest in your industry? That's two different goals, but you still need a business plan either way.
And it's, I got to say it this way, liberating.
Close. No, it is. And you have to be honest.
You liked that. Wasn't that good? That was good.
You want to spend time with your kids and maybe forego some income that would, you know, be allowed if you wanted to work 18 hours a day? Or do you want to work 18 hours a day and be, you know, the top
cost benefit analysis?
Absolutely.
Cost benefit analysis. Your kids hate you, but you got a lot of money.
Either way you go, you need a business plan. Both require a plan.
Yeah. You got to know where you're going to end up too. We're all going to end up in the same place. So I think that having some family time, do you teach that? Is there like a life work balance track that they could take to kind of help them make it through to the end? Because I think you got to have a little balance. I don't think you got to have a lot, but a little.
Not an official one, but what happens is, in the break times, in the meeting times, while you're discussing things with the teachers or the speakers, it comes up. Like, you're talking about real issues you're having with other business owners who are also having the same issues. So it comes up in conversation. It comes up in those side conversations that you have during lunch. It comes up in the activities. There's nothing that's not talked about, even if it's not our official curriculum.
I promise you it comes up in the peer-to-peer groups.
Absolutely.
Now, what was the most interesting suggestion you got, Phil, from the peer-to-peers? Because you're in a pretty straightforward business. What's the one thing that they got you to do that was thinking outside the box?
Well, first of all, Jim, whatever happens in the peer-to-peer stays in peer-to-peer. So I have to be careful about how I this information.
Let's not violate any organizational norms or customs, but at the same time, let's help Courtney market the program.
Let's Thank speak you. In generalities to give you an idea then.
That probably works.
In the peer-to-peer group, you're able to bring any real-life problem that's affecting you at the time. We meet once a month, so problems continue to occur. I've had two occasions where I've said to myself, this group probably isn't going to have anything for me regarding this topic, but I'll bring it up anyway. And at the end of the time, I'm always shocked at the ideas that come back to me because they're not mine. It's a different perspective that I'm getting, and none of them are in my industry. It's just people that have experienced similar problems. And the feedback I've gotten has always been amazing because I just didn't come with an expectation that anyone else had this problem. But guess what?
Everybody has the problem, Phil. Exactly. You're not alone.
Exactly. And that's getting outside the box, and that's understanding that other people can help you out.
But Courtney, I'm getting ready to try to ask you to sing something here, you know. I could see it, but I'm not getting there yet. Okay. I'm not. If you want to, you're more than welcome to go a cappella anytime, or we'll have Rhonda play some music if you can join them with them. So now, we've only got a couple minutes left. Tell me about some of the other cities that have this program, because we get replayed and rebroadcast and circulated all across the country. So
sure. Our headquarters is in Tallahassee. We have an office in Jacksonville. We just opened up in the Tampa, St. Pete area. We have the Palm Beach and the Broward programs as well.
Do you notice that there's different demands for services in the different markets?
Yes.
Like
yes,
what?
Yes, yes.
Like what?
It for some markets, like in South Florida, we are very education and mentorship and networking heavy.
Right.
In North Florida, there are some instances where they're looking for more finance than education. So it really depends on the market and how new the business is in that market, how new entrepreneurship is, what's happening with the city. It really changes.
Wow. What's your favorite part of the program, Courtney? What attracted you to want to get involved?
I have a weird thing about liking to help people get to whatever goal it is that they want to complete. I like to see things from start to completion. So this, I started as the coordinator, actually, with the Jim Moran Institute. I was at the coordinator for about 3 years. During that time, I saw so much expansion and just growth with the Jim Moran Institute and the areas we were expanding into. But my favorite part, honestly, has to be spending time with the entrepreneurs and getting to know them, especially when I'm out in the community and I get to see people who are having the same issues as entrepreneurs in our program. And it's just like I can go up to one and kind of grab Phil or grab another graduate and bring them over to talk about it.
You can't steal this, but I'm about to tell you something you can steal.
Go.
Okay. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
There's a certain types of people that are that way. And the way I say it is that my brand is that I self-actualize by helping other people achieve their dreams.
That's dope.
Okay. And I think that that's pretty similar to what you're trying to do here.
Absolutely.
You know, Phil, I'm going to give you kind of another chance to say one last thing, and then we'll go back to Courtney to close it up. What would you just say to somebody who's listened to this interview and is on the fence about whether they should get involved or not?
I've told Courtney this, and I will tell everybody that is thinking about it that there's a problem with this program. The problem is the program's free. The program is free, and people assign a value to it based on what it costs them. And so a lot of people think they want to be in this program, and they wind up coming to one or two sessions, and then they say, I've got work to do that. And guess what? We've all got work to do that day. Sign up, commit to it. Know that people that have gone before you have benefited from it, and it's just a great way to create long-term relationships.
Well, I'm not on your board, Courtney, but it sounds to me like we just found a way to fund scholarships and increase your overall foundation endowment.
Ah.
Maybe we charge some people, and then we give scholarships to those that need the scholarships, and then whatever's left over, we can roll it back in. And then Mr. Liberty here, he came up with an idea and has earned his right to be a speaker. What do you think? How do you like the way I solve these problems for you, Phil?
Jim, thanks. The fin I just gave you before the show is paying off.
I know. He did. He paid me off. He did pay me off. What do you think about that? I think it's a pretty good idea.
I can't say. The great thing about my organization and our leader is that he wanted it purposefully to be free to the community.
Well, there you go then.
And that's
the answer, Phil.
The answer is people that are in business don't assign the proper value to it. It's phenomenal. They need to not look at it being free, but being an investment. It's a great program.
Listen, Phil, let me tell you how they should think about it. And Courtney, you could do this. It's really not free.
It's not.
Every single person that goes is spending the most valuable asset they have, time.
Correct.
And what are you doing in return for that? You're helping them use their time better. Courtney, how do people get more information on the Jim Moran executive program? Because I think it's something that everybody should consider being a part of if they can.
You log on to jimmoraninstitute.fsu.edu or jmi.fsu.edu and click on programs. If you're interested in the small business or the nonprofit executive program, we have the applications open for Palm Beach and Broward County until September 30th.
I'm so disappointed I don't got uf.edu in there. That's okay, though. I want to thank you both for being here. I really do.
Thank you, Jim.
Tremendous. You provided incredible information and service to our community, and you did what I like to do the most, which is you showed you love and you care about our community and each other, and that's the theme of our show. We try to bring people together for positive energy experiences. I want to thank you guys for coming in today and sharing our time with myself, Wanda, and of course, Polo the Wonder Dog.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
It's my pleasure. Wanda, let's go. We've got Manny Johnson holding on hold. We're going to talk to Manny about what the furor is with all this vaping, and I got an idea. I know where Manny comes down on this. Wanda, take it away. Your health is the topic in our next segment. Back. You're making fun that I'm a Gator, so they're getting out of here, and I'm going to talk about Warren Henry, who has a store in Gainesville, just for the record. Courtney, thank you so much. Mr. Liberty, justice for all. Get out of here. You've heard that before. All right. You guys are the best. All right, you know who else is the best? Our friends at Warren Henry. That's right. If you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's how come you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. You heard me talking about the Infiniti, the Audi store up in Gainesville. They sell Jeeps and all kinds of other great stores, great cars down in their store in Key West. And this weekend, you can join me up in Pembroke Pines. We're going to have the Supercar Saturday. Go to the Supercar Saturday Facebook page. You'll see me up there. We have the best time. The engines roar. The kids have a great time. That's right. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hey, everybody, if you need some real estate capital or your family needs to execute a real estate transaction, give me a call. I help families all across South Florida execute their real estate deals with capital and introductions to some of the finest real estate operating companies in town. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Let me put my 30-plus years of experience and my vast network of contacts to work for you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, yeah. And here it comes. We're on with Manny Johnson. He's going to join us. He's going to talk about vaping, the regulations surrounding vaping, and why you shouldn't be vaping. Manny, I promise. Let's go. Here we go. Manny Johnson, okay. The man, the myth, and the legend. Rock on, Manny. It's all yours. What's going on out there with this vaping? It's just not a bunch of hype, is it?
You know, Jim, I'll tell you what. When I started working with my scientists, you know, in the marijuana field, we're talking 3, 4, 5 years ago when vaping very, very first started. The very first thing, you know, this is one of the most foremost organic chemists in the world. He said, this makes no sense whatsoever. Heating up chemicals like this to high temperatures and then putting them in your lungs, one of the most sensitive parts of your body. So he called it, and we have tried to warn people. We have spoken at almost every state legislator with our legislative sessions. We've spoken at in Florida.
Last week we were in Colorado going through this because this issue has become huge. States are going to start, you know, states are looking into banning it because they don't have any, you know, there's no science behind this doing any good to anybody. And there's a lot of science about how dangerous it is.
Manny, why did it get started? Why did it get started? Because I have friends at the CDC, and they've told me for years that the only way to ingest cannabis is by the old volcano vaporizer, heating it up, the cannabis itself, but not with this oil stuff. Call it hash oil, for lack of a better reason, name.
Well, you know, this is one of the conundrums with the marijuana movement, okay? And it's something that has to be dealt with, and it has to be, science has to be approved, I mean, applied to this, and regulations have to go into effect. You just can't have people that own businesses that cultivate marijuana and then process it into any products they decide to process it into, and then sell it into quote-unquote medical cannabis or medical marijuana dispensaries as a medicine. And that's what's going on in every state that it's legal in the United States.
But Manny, okay? Could it possibly be a medicine? Let me take a step back, because you know Vivian has been using this to lower her very high blood pressure. Her doctor said it's okay, but we're always concerned about the impurities. But I'm using as the most pure source from the group that you and I have discussed before. I don't want to promote anybody on the air.
Sure.
You know. We put it under her. We use tincture oil, though. We don't use the vaporizing stuff. So is the oil stuff better than the vaping? What's with that?
No, positively, it's not concentrated. Positively. What you're taking is a plant extract, which is natural. And what we're talking about with vaping is it's not a plant extract. It's a plant extract that has been concentrated.
Let's talk about that for a minute.
You look at some of the concentrates that people are vaping, and it is the equivalent of taking 2,230 marijuana cigarettes and concentrating it down into one of those little cartridges.
How many?
Think about that for a second.
How many?
2,230. 230.
Now, how do you do the math? Because we've talked about it before. These things go off at 90%+ concentration. You tell me that the body can only accept and I don't want to say digest, but utilize 18%. Why is it? Because they can sell that big fancy thing? It pops out the number more. It doesn't get people any more inebriated because they're cutting the top off anyway. It's just going to waste. And then you told me that some people get this big reaction where they have shakes and stuff. And I've run into guys that have said they've had that, by the way. It's no smokescreen. I know people that's happened to.
No, that's it's in the medical journals all over the world, basically, that cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. Jim, the problem that we're having is that with marijuana, as the same with the medical version of THC, which is Marinol, that's been around for several years anyway and being used. The problem is the dosage has to keep increasing the dosage because your body gets used to it. So in other words, like you might have somebody who is an occasional user and they might smoke marijuana. And let's say I'm going to talk about, to me, one of the safer ways is just to roll it up into a cigarette and smoke it.
That, by the way, when I talk to the CDC, they say they prefer that to the vaping.
Positively, because it hasn't.
They don't. You know what's in the marijuana cigarette. You don't know what's in the vaping thing.
That's exactly right. You don't know whether they've cleaned the machines that they're using to extract it with properly, what kind of solvents are being used to make it into the concentrate. And these are not scientists that are doing it, my friend. These are employees, okay? And they're usually not skilled employees or scientists, and they're usually not paid well. And especially the illegal market is taking, you know, they'll take something that the legal market is making and putting in a dispensary, and they will mimic it. they'll make a black market version of that packaging and everything, and they'll sell it.
Yeah, you know, 100%. And, you know, I was watching on TV, and they were showing the back black market oil that this guy in the college dorm was putting all this stuff in, and I can't imagine how that's pure enough to not get sick from it.
I'm very, very worried about this. You know, I have relatives that are vaping that I've called and I've said, please, please. You know, I've been doing this for years, but I said, now we have 433 confirmed cases from the Center for Disease Control. And for them to come out and announce something like that, they double, triple, quadruple check because they're so paranoid about coming out and alarming the public. 433 cases in 11 states of irreparable lung damage. 11 deaths in the last 13 days.
Now,
is this something that's just happening now, or is this something that's been happening and we just haven't opened our eyes to it?
Well, I guess I don't think
that's what I think it is.
I'm not sure. I don't think we're sure. It could be a couple different things. I certainly don't want to speculate on it. It could be just bad stuff going around or something, but I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to sound like the guy at the concert that goes, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't either. I just want people to be informed consumers.
Look, I think it goes That's back what to what you said be. First. I want you to go back to what you said when you started this out, when you worked with the organic chemists and what they said about when they first came up with vaping, because people sometimes tune in and out. I want you to talk about it again. I want you to say it again. What your chemist friends find out when you started doing this, what he say to you?
As an organic chemist, he said the very first thing he was concerned with was just taking air that's that hot and putting it through your throat into your lungs. Just the hot air alone, when it touches the blood vessels of your sensitive lungs, it destroys the blood vessels. So just doing that's dangerous. Then add a chemical to it. Then add a chemical this is not organic. These are not organic chemicals.
These have been crafted, right?
Your lungs have never seen these things.
This is stuff that they're making up.
Never seen these chemicals.
I mean,
exactly right.
You meet these guys, and all the marijuana firms have their chemist. They have their own unique formulations. And that could be where some of this problem's coming from. And it's but not only THC and marijuana, it's these other vape things with the flavors and the who knows what they got in there also. It's not just marijuana.
Goodness. I was at a trade show last year, and they were saying, smell the terpenes. And they'd push a button, and you could smell a terpene, which is like kind of like a Christmas tree smell. Like at Christmas, that is pionine.
Right.
You know, from the Christmas tree, okay? So you'd smell that and go, oh, yeah. And then they said, here's one we've come up with that's artificial called Skittles. And it smelled just like the candy Skittles. And I thought, how insane is that? People are going to put that in their lungs. Wow.
It's unbelievable.
That's what scares me. You got a chemist in a legally operating facility in a state. And here's a chemist. We have no idea what his background is. He's in charge of this facility, and he's coming up with recipes that have never been tasted or tested on human beings before, and, you know, protocols that have never been tested on humans. It gets released to the humans, and then we start to see the effects.
Well, hold on one
second.
That's
absurd to me, Jim.
Stick with me because I want to shout again. I want to talk about it again after the break. Before we go, though, for the break, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Mitch Feldman. It's his birthday, and so he's been giving me grief all day about this on Facebook. So here it is, Mitch. Happy birthday. Manny doesn't have to say it, but I'm saying it. Manny's going to stick with us. We're going to talk a little bit more about what his research and his friends' research have found that backs up the things that you're seeing on TV. This just isn't hysteria. We'll ask Manny when we come back what he thinks about the ruling that some of the states have done that their medical cannabis products that are vaped are safe. Stick with us. Manny will answer that when we come back. Wanda, rock the house.
Keep it up, quench my desire.
Thank you. That's what I like. This is a very positive show, very positive song. We're having a positive day. How's Polo back there? Polo positive? Polo is positive. I got the hand signal. All right. Hey, you know what else is terrific? My friends at Warren Henry. Remember to join me this Saturday from 9 to 12 at Warren Henry up in Pembroke Pines at the mall up there. We're going to be having Supercar Saturday. For a more exact location, you can go to the Facebook page for Supercar Saturday. Join me, Floyd, Larry, everybody else up there, Abe, everybody. We're going to have the best time, Leo. We're going to have the best time. Come up there. Make sure you see me. All my friends that drive the fancy cars, come join me up there. Hey, and if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, which is a combination of tremendous stuff, my favorite of which is you can drive your car off the lot and 3 days later bring it back, and they will give you your money back. Of course, they'll also buy your car for the quoted price, whether or not you buy your car there. There's all kinds of other great things about Warren Henry, including my favorite service advisor, May Stark. If you're a client of Warren Henry, you're going to get to know May. She's tremendous. So join me, my mom, and of course, by now, you know, my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. And face the world.
Let me tell you, you're alive. Jim Freed. Let's face it, they're always on. If you don't want Alexa listening in on your conversations and eavesdropping, Amazon is now introducing the male version of the digital assistant, the Alex.
Hey, Alex, can you give me today's forecast? Hello, Alex, you there? Can I please get today's forecast?
The Alex. He doesn't listen to anything.
Hello, Alex.
The Biz.
That's right, I listen to you, and if you need some real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right, I help families all across the state of Florida solve their real estate problems, sell land, buy land, invest in real estate deals, get financing, get really hard-to-do financing, pull cash out of their homes or businesses that are real estate-based. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'd like to hear what challenges you're facing, and maybe I can help you out. Remember, when you call 305-773-6300, you get me on the phone. When you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
So we're back. We're back with Manny Johnson. Manny's our expert on cannabis. He's been a researcher and designer and farmer and crafter and, golly, thought leader on cannabis since the whole thing started. They brought him out to Colorado just to get it all started. Manny Johnson, welcome back to the show. We're talking about the vaping crisis, the vaping. I don't know that it's a crisis. Maybe it's just somebody pulling back the curtain, Manny. Tell me a little bit about what your thoughts are on this.
My thoughts are is that we're starting to get to a point where social media is so prevalent that, you know, they're so prevalent that stories that were kind of easy to bury can't be buried a whole lot anymore. And people who are vaping and doing things that are causing these dangers, they go on their Facebook or Twitter accounts and it's real. And, you know, like for the CDC to have 433 cases that they've identified directly related to the dangers of vaping, that's all over the country, Jim. That's not just in Atlanta.
You know.
And the deaths are not just in one area. I mean, and we're talking 433 irreparable lung damage. That's like kids and young adults that are going to be having trouble breathing for the rest of their lives.
So, Manny, it seems to me that there's a safer alternative, and you don't even have to smoke at all. You can do these sublinguals. You can do these patches. If it's really a medicine, you should just use a safer delivery system.
Well, that's what I would recommend. I would positively recommend that. You know, the original studies that go back 25 years, you know, Donald Abrams was one of the gurus of all of this medical cannabis research for because of 25 years, he studied AIDS patients, with legal marijuana that he got from the University of Mississippi's program. And he used it with his patients. And he used something called a volcano. So you might want to go on the internet and look at a volcano. And it's more like a an atomizer than it is for vaping.
Got one.
And I would just tell you, I think that that's, those are the studies that I have read that are the most, the safest. And I've asked him on numerous occasions at continuing medical education courses for clinicians. And, sublingual is definitely a good route. You take the oils that you know are pure and that have been tested and they have no contaminants.
And they have the certificate on them.
That's right. There's a real certificate with them. And you take it, put the drops under your tongue, and you're going to get an effect, within minutes. You don't want to be, I wouldn't put them in a pill and take it through your whole digestive system and go through the liver into the blood. I would take it under the tongue, go directly into the blood to the brain, because that's where the effects are felt.
Wow.
So to me, it's all, it would be about oils or, like you mentioned, a transdermal, a patch, or a cream that would cross the, get it into the bloodstream, into the blood-brain barrier, into the brain.
Manny, I want to thank you, as always, for coming and giving us the insight. Today it was raising the red flag. A lot of times you wave the green flag, but today it was just about reality. I'm looking forward to having you back on the show again. I'm sorry it's been a couple of weeks since we've had you on, but we've just been crushed with other stuff. But I'm looking forward to catching up over the next couple of weeks. I've been really, really busy with something we're not going to openly talk about on this show, but I am running for public office here down in Miami. So, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I should have my head
examined. Good luck to you, my friend.
I know. Thank you. I'm going to make life better for all the people I don't know. It's what I do. You missed it when I said that my personal brand was that I self-actualize by helping others achieve their goals, and some of those goals should simply be food security, health security, and a positive place to grow up and be. But we'll talk about that on a couple of future shows. Manny, I want to thank you so much for joining us. You're an absolute resource to the community. I can't wait to see you again. Give you a big hug, and we'll go out and have some ice water.
Okay, my friend. Look, if we were able to help one person tonight, one person to think about this before they do it, we were successful.
Thank you so much, Manny. You're a prince. I really love having you on the show and for being my friend. I can't thank you enough for this. And I want to thank Mike Scheer for introducing us. He's a tremendous dude, too.
Yes, he is. He's awesome.
All right, Manny.
Wanda and Jim, you guys take care.
You got it, Manny.
You too, Manny.
Good night, Manny. Hey, that was Manny Johnson. He's our cannabis expert on our Freed on Weed segment. I want to thank everybody for listening. This is Jim Freed. I want to thank our first responders out there. I want to thank the Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the folks up at the UF Bergstrom Center are having their retreat. I couldn't be there because of what I'm doing in the community right now. I want to thank them. Of course, I want to thank you. Without you, my listener, I wouldn't have a show. So please go to our Facebook page, like us, show us you love us, all over social media, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, I'm everywhere. If you missed today's show, we're going to rebroadcast it on Tuesday, and we'll be having it up on the internet as soon as Becca gets it posted. This is Jim Freed here on 880 AM. Next week we'll be broadcasting live from, I'm just going to say it, my event for City Commissioner of the City of Miami. So stick with us. We're going to have a great show next week. Wanda will hopefully be there with me, getting the vibe. And after that, we'll be broadcasting live from CBRE. And then we're going to go podcast only. So remember, the person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now, I practice this every day. Go out there and make it happen. Don't rain fall, and in my heart is
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.
This is a Bloomberg.